Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, and I'm your host for these daily challenges. These challenges are meant to help people follow Jesus in today's busy commuting lifestyle. And if you've never explored before what it means to follow Jesus, then I'd encourage you to start looking at our Christianity 101 course first. It's available through Redeem the Commute, and it's a great introduction for anyone about what Christians believe and what following Jesus is all about. We build on that material in these challenges. We want Redeem the Commute to be more than just an app. We want it to become a community of people all learning to follow Jesus together in this busy suburban lifestyle. That means we want to have a rhythm to our week that begins with a new idea Mondays, diving into the Bible on Tuesdays to explore that idea in depth, Wednesdays considering what it challenges us to do, and Thursday taking on that challenge and doing something with what we've learned. Friday, we reflect and might spend some time in worship. And then Saturday is a great day for rest, and Sunday, a day for spending in community, especially Christian community. And we'll be starting a Christian community in Ajax, built around this same weekly rhythm. Get in touch with me, Ryan, if you have questions about how you might get involved in our new church. Well, we're beginning our challenges with Jesus' teaching called the Sermon on the Mount. And he opened his Sermon on the Mount with some Beatitudes, or sayings that began with, "Blessed are." And we're continuing with that series. Thanksgiving wasn't that long ago, and it's a great time to remember what it's like to be stuffed, to be absolutely full after one of the biggest meals of the year, probably. I bring this up because it's easy to think sometimes that we can be spiritually full, that we can have eaten our fill of church or of Christian community in general, or of God or the Bible, or of learning about those things. Any number of ways we can think that we are spiritually full. So our question for you to explore in today's discussion is, can somebody ever be spiritually full? What would that look like? Have you ever had an experience like that? Something to consider on your own? Or hopefully you can join with some others as well and start a little group discussing these challenges each week. Have a good discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.